Welcome, friends, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Well, it's been a difficult, sad, tragic week. Speaking of the situation in the Middle East, the large-scale terror attack by Hamas on innocent civilians, the taking of lives and hostages. And I wanted to express my condolences by playing a Kaddish. So we're going to play something from Emmett Cohen. It's entitled Hatzi Kaddish. And offer my condolences to all those who have suffered losses of friends and family on both sides of the border, both Israelis and Palestinians. Let's listen to Emmett Cohen.
Thank you.
Emmett Cohen reciting Kaddish through his music and his piano playing from the album Master's Legacy Series, Volume 2, featuring Ron Carter. We heard Hatzi Kaddish, and I'm no expert in these things, but I do know that Kaddish is a Jewish prayer recited in mourning for those that have passed, close relatives or friends. And we play it here today in memory of the innocent civilians, and particularly the children that have passed away, both Israeli and Palestinian, in this horrible conflict. Well, we're going to continue on now with a couple piano trios from some of the greats. And I'm speaking of Kenny Barron and McCoy Tyner. We're going to hear from both of those great pianists in a trio format, beginning with Kenny Barron, along with Dave Holland on bass and Jonathan Blake on drums, from a 2020 release called Without Deception. This is a Dave Holland composition, Pass It On, with some great drumming to introduce the piece by Jonathan Blake. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
The classic John Coltrane Quartet from the album Crescent, a fine, fine album that was released in July of 1964, featuring, as I said, the classic quartet, John Coltrane on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. And I played that as a follow-up to the McCoy Tyner Trio from an album, McCoy Tyner Plays John Coltrane, live at the Village Vanguard. That one features a trio of McCoy Tyner on piano, George Emraz on bass, and Al Foster on drums, a 2001 release from a recording that was done in September of 1997. And we started out that set with another great piano trio. That's Kenny Barron and Dave Holland Trio. That's Kenny Barron on piano, Dave Holland on bass, and Jonathan Blake doing that great drum introduction. And that album is Without Deception, and we heard Pass It On. We're going to continue on with a group entitled Artemis, featuring the great pianist Rini Rosnes, who leads this group. This is from an album that they released earlier this year. It's entitled In Real Time. It's an all-women band. We're going to hear a composition by Lyle Mays. It's entitled Slink from Artemis. Thank you. That is a brand new release from San Diego drummer David Whitman. The name of the album is Ode to Joe. That's referring to the great drummer from Dave Brubeck, Joe Morello, one of David Whitman's mentors. We heard a track, an original composition, Bop This. And before that, we heard from Artemis from the album In Real Time. We heard Slink. That brings us near the end to this week's In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Thank you for listening. You can hear us over the airwaves at WWUH FM 91.3 on the FM dial coming out of West Hartford, Connecticut. And you can also hear us on a great internet radio station, RadioBobUSA.com. And you can hear this show on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And if you'd like to find me on social media, you can do so exclusively through jazztodon.com. That's a jazz-specific server on the Mastodon network. Check it out, jazztodon.com. It's an ad-free open source network, and I post exclusively on jazztodon.com. We're going to finish things out with Joe Farrell, great saxophone player that I've been listening to a lot of recently. This from the album Moon Germs, a 1973 release, features Joe Farrell on soprano sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Stanley Clark on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. This is Times Live from Joe Farrell. Thanks for listening, folks.